This week's parsha, we have the mitzvah building the Beis HaMikdash based on the pasuk of Asu li Mikdash v'shachanti b'silchan. But the truth of the matter is, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, this is pointed out by Rabbi Soloveitchik, that the Rambam chooses a very different expression, different pasuk as the source for the mitzvah, and that is l'shichno sidrishu uvasa shama. That the essence is not really the building. V'asu li Mikdash focuses on the maisa of building the building, and then Hashem will come v'shachanti b'socham. The shichno sidrashu of asa shama gets to the heart of the matter. It's not really that we're building a building for the building's sake, but why are we building the building? We're building a building so that the shechina, one second, Aliyah, well, the shechina will come, right? V'shachanti b'socham, or as we'll read in the Haftorah, right, v'shachanti, this is what Hashem said to Shlomo, b'soch ami Yisrael, v'lo ezov, es ami Yisrael. Outstanding. Right, so the essence is really the communion between the Shechina and the Jewish people. But there are, as we like to say, certain rules of the road. And what are those rules? So I think we can best discern those rules, actually, believe it or not, from the structure of the Mishkan itself. Here's what I'd like to call the most elegant part of the entire discussion. That is to say that the very structure of the Mishkan itself actually gives you an understanding of what the entire point of the Mishkan is, which we already know is v'shachanti b'socham. It's not that Hashem needed a house, right? Shlomo HaMelech himself noted the absurdity of it all when he said, Hashamayim u'shmei Hashamayim lo yichal kelucha. The entire heavens cannot possibly contain God. So what? God is going to live in a house the way that Noah and I live in a house, the way that Akiva and I live in a house? One of the Kari Amunah is that God is Ein Guf Velo Gevia, that Hashem is not corporeal, that God does not have a physical essence. So what is the essence, you know, of the Mishkan? So you might think, if you looked in the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvot, the Mitzvot Chaf, it's Livnos Beis HaBechira, again, based on the pasuk that I said, and the Rambam says, "Lahakriv bo korbanos, to bring korbanos, and there should be an eish on the mizbeach, as the pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tichbeh." So if that's really true, korbanos and the eish, so what's the most important kli? Obviously, the mizbeach. And yet, if you look at our parsha, and I appreciate Jacob's words about the parsha, right, because it is really very beautiful, the Mizbeach doesn't bat first, it doesn't bat second, it doesn't bat third, it doesn't bat fourth, it doesn't bat fifth, it comes up only sixth in the sixth Aliyah. It's not the first Kli, it's not the second Kli, it's not the third Kli. That's discussed. Of course, where does the parasha begin? What's the heart of the Mishkan? If you're really interested, the Shechno Sidrashu Vasa Shama, Ari? What's the heart of it all? The Aron, of course. V'asu Aron atzei shitim. The Aron is the heart of the Mishkan. Because what does the Aron, I don't even have to say represent, because represent is, you know, symbolic. What does it contain? We don't have to speculate about this. The Torah. So the rules of the road are as follows. You want to build a Mizbeach, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. The Mizbeach isn't in the Kodesh Kadashim. It's not in the Kodesh. It's in the Chatzar Mishkan. It's a much less sacred area. You want to know what this entire structure rests on? What's the foundation? Your adherence to the Torah. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneyam, the first pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, which of course is a reference to the role of the Sanhedrin in Talmud Torah, asher tasim lifneyam, which directly follows the pasuk, ve'losalu v'malos al mizbechi asher lo sigaler v'ascha alav. Right? Why do we have these pasukim next to each other, says the Mechelta, the Mizbeach is not independent of the Sanhedrin. It's not independent of the Torah, Umilam Deha, and those who teach the Torah. You cannot bring a karban at a whim, at your will, without following the structures of Halacha. And a Mizbeach, which operates independent of the Sanhedrin, is invalid. And a karban, which is offered without the basis of relationship with Hashem through Torah, about that we say, Zevach Rishaim To'eva. God desires no such korban. It is an abomination to him. All you have to do is read the first parak of the Navi Yeshayahu, where Yeshayahu says in the name of Hashem, when the Jewish people abandoned the Torah, and they thought that they had the right to offer korbanos. In other words, they thought the Mizbeach was more important than the Aron. So Yeshayahu says to the Jewish people in the name of Hashem, in some of the strongest language that we have in Tanakh, Ketzinei Sdom, Am Amora, Mali Rov Zivchechem Yomar Hashem, Savati Olot Elim, V'chelev Karim. I've had enough of your korbanos. Mi bikesh biozos biedchem remos chatzerai. You're trampling in my courtyard. I don't want no part of this. I want no part of this. Yedechem domim maleu, because your hands are covered in blood. You've abandoned the Torah. The Aron and the Torah are the foundation of our relationship with Hashem. You all can think of an example where people thought that they had the right to disregard the rules of the road, to disregard the Torah, and to offer a korban according to their own specifications, not according to Hashem's specifications. Who, of course, am I referring to? Nadav and Avihu, and what happened to them? Vatei tzeish mivnei Hashem, not to accept their korban, but rather vatochal osam. Eish zara asher lo tziva osam. Asher lo tziva osam. Gershon, they weren't commanded to offer such a korban. The foundation of ritual in Jewish law is the Torah. The foundation of the sacrificial realm of the Avoda is fidelity to the Torah, which is why the Aron is the primary kli. That's why the Aron with the Torah is the most sacred, not the Mizbeach. The Aron alone is in the Kodesh HaKadashim. And where does Hashem commune with the Jewish people? V'no'ati l'cha sham. Me'al ha'kaporis mi'ben shnei akruvim. The kaporis is the lid of the Aron. And Hashem says, from there, should you merit it, you will hear my voice. And only from there. Only from the very space which is on top of the Torah. In other words, the Torah is the foundation for No'ati L'chasham. If you would take away the Torah, the entire Kaporis and the Kruvim would collapse. The essence of Yahadus is and always will be the Torah. The Beis HaMikdash existed, the first one for 410 years, the second Beis HaMikdash for 420 years. That's the minority, the overwhelming minority of Jewish history. The foundation is the Torah. That's what allows us to have a place where Hashem will choose Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha L'Shaken Shemo Sham. There's always a danger in people thinking that the house is the essence. V'asu li mikdash, and then automatically v'shachanti b'socham. No, that's not the way it works. The first and most important thing is fidelity to the Torah. You had it, Rafi, you quoted it so beautifully from the Haftorah, from Sefer Melachim, from Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav. What does Hashem say to Shlomo in terms of meriting building this house? He says, only if you keep my mitzvos and my chukim and my mishpatim, then v'akim es devari asher dibarti David avicha, then you will merit building this house and everything that goes on here. But what happens when the Jewish people stop keeping the Torah? The house is destroyed because the house is meaningless. The house is not significant. It's l'shechno sidrashu v'asa shama. It's the relationship which the house serves as an address, a meeting place. But if there's no relationship there, it's a little ridiculous. Mashal dama dava dama, imagine you had a family, right? And nobody was getting along. They weren't listening to each other. They weren't respecting each other. They were denigrating each other. Right, so do the fact that they have a home address, does that somehow mean that everything is healthy in their relationship? It's ridiculous. It's an absurdity. But the Jewish people, unfortunately, did get confused. As the Navi Yirmiyahu says, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Hema. They kept on saying that, no, God will never destroy the house. If the house is here, it means that God is within our midst. There was a deep confusion because they confused the external for the essence, for the relationship itself. So the relationship is the important part. The Rambam gives, again, in Sefer Melachim, Binyan Beis HaBechira L'Shichno Sidrishu Uvasa Shama, that you should seek out God's presence and you should come there. That's the essence, is to commune with Hashem. Shalosh pamim bashana yira kol zechurcha es pnei Hashem Adon Yisrael. That's the idea. Is to come close to Hashem. And the way that we get close to Hashem is first and foremost by abiding by the Torah. And not making the Nadav and Avihu mistake. And making sure that we understand that the Aron is elevated far above the Mizbeach. This is exactly why in the Shemona Esrei, long before we get to the brachos about the restoration of Yerushalayim, and Ritzei Hashem Akenu Ba'amcha Yisrael to Asam Vashevis HaAvudah Liver Beisacha, long before we get to praying about the Mizbeach, we ask for Atachonin La'adam Das, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarah Secha. We want to understand the Torah, we want to return to the Torah. And the first national blessing, of course, Hashiva Shoftenu Kivarishonav Yoatzenu Kivatchila, that we want the restoration of the Sanhedrin, because only through the restoration of the Sanhedrin, Vashiva Shoftayach Kivarishonah, Vyotayach Kivatchila, Acharechen, Ikari Lachirat Sedek, Kiryan Nemanah, Tzion Vimishpat Tipadeh, Vishaveha Bitztaka. Only when we return to the Mishpatim of the Torah can we hope to have a building in which we could offer karbanos. That's the essence. So the order of the Shemona Esrei itself really supports and proves the point. Now it is a fascinating thing, Eliyah. We know that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that there are three mitzvahs that the Jewish people were given when they entered the Beis HaMikdash, when they entered the land of Israel. Shalosh mitzvahs nitzavu Yisrael b'shas k'nisas al-aretz, is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Limdos la-melech, to appoint a king. The Rambam happens to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, many do not. The Rambam had greater stature than some who disagreed with him, the Ibn Ezra, the Abravanel, etc. The Nitziv says maybe it depends on the society. That's why it says, V'amarta simalai melech, maybe it depends who's asking. So first one is Minoy Melech, and then we have the idea of Mechias HaMalek, and then we have Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is why we have in Sefer Shmuel, who was given the first crack at destroying HaMalek? Shaul, exactly, because a Melech is the one who's going to be responsible to do that. So you know, just as I said before, that there's a possibility of confusion when it comes to the house versus the relationship itself. So if the Melech is the one who's supposed to lead the battle against the Malek, and then eventually the Melech is supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash, it's very important to take a moment, to take a step back, and think about the relationship between the Melech and the Torah as well. It's just like there's a possibility for confusion when it comes to what's the important thing here, the house in which we bring Korbanos, or the relationship with Hashem. Is it the Mizbeach that's the essence, or is it the Aron that's the essence? You have the same phenomenon with the Melech as well. You know, when the Melech can very often be confused. What's the confusion the Melech can suffer from? The Melech can start to believe, hey, I'm the Melech, with the capital Mem. Right, I reserve the right to override whatever dictates Hashem gives me. And so the truth of the matter is that the Torah was concerned about that as well. Just like the Torah said, guard the Mizbeach. Don't allow the Mizbeach to operate independently of the Sanhedrin. Milame chetasim Sanhedrin etzel ha-Mizbeach. That's extremely important. And don't you think for a second that you can offer a karban if a person is a Rasha, Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. Don't think the first halacha on Sefer Yikra, Adam ki yakriv miken korban Lashem, ma'adam harishon shalomina gezel, afatem shalomina gezel. Don't think that a korban somehow is going to transcend the halachos of gezela. Hashem doesn't accept a korban that's guzzel. Don't think for a second that a person can kill somebody and go and run to the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach is going to save that person. Me'iz Mizbechi tikachenu lamus. Because Eliyah, you know what? The Mizbeach, the Karban, is not Docha Shvichos Damim, because it's not Docha Gezel, it's not Docha anything in the Torah. So just like we have that phenomenon, what's the same by the Melech? The Melech shouldn't be confused that somehow he's more important than the Torah. So what does the Melech have to do, even if he already wrote one Sefer Torah, or 100 Sefer Torah, or 1,000 Sefer Torah? He's the most prolific sofer in the world. V'ayaki Shivto Alki Seima Machto. What does the Melech have to do? Not just produce another Sefer Torah, but Jacob, you said it miduyak umivurar. You said it perfectly. Mushlam. V'haysoyimo v'karavo kol yimei chayav. Ari Mazin has to write a Sefer Torah, and he can keep it at home or donate it to a shul or to a yeshiva, and hopefully somebody's going to read from it on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, Shabbos morning. The king can't do that. V'haysoyimo v'karavo kol yimei chayav. He has to read the Torah always. The Gemara in Sota, you'll think it's facetious, asks what happens if he needs to take a shower. or perform another bodily function? Literally. Where is he going to put it then? Carry it around at all times. But not only that, because of this possibility of confusion between the Melech Tachton and the Melech Elyon, you all know the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Daled. So what's the halacha in the context of the Shemona Esrei when we're all Omed Bifnei HaMelech? That we bow five times in the Shemona Esrei, Tchila Avos, V'Sof Avos, Tchila Hodah, V'Sof Hodah, and Sheniftarin Min HaTfilah. The Melech, the Gemara says, is Kareya V'Shuvin Ozokeh, if he has to bow down the whole time. He stays bowed for the entire Shemona Esrei. Hope he's got a strong back. Because he has to make it absolutely clear, that there's only one Melech, Malchei HaMalchim. We can't deal with any confusion. The Melech, the Keser Malchus, which is represented by the Shulchan, is not more important than the Aron, and the Mizbeach is not more important than the Aron. The Aron is the Kodesh Kadashim. The Torah is the basis of our relationship. Mamzer Talmud Chacham Kodem, the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. And so in our relationship with Hashem, let's not confuse, let us never confuse that which is of the essence with that which is secondary. Important, but secondary. We've survived thousands of years without Korbanos. We couldn't survive a minute without the Torah. The Torah is the basis of everything that we have of our relationship with Hashem. It's Kodesh Kadashim. V'nu'ati l'chasham me'al ha'kaporos me'ben shnei ha'kruvim. That's where our relationship with Hashem comes to its fullest and truest expression. Wish everybody here a wonderful Shabbos.